Collectively, the protesters call themselves the Cape Town Winders. In early December, a damning internal memo from a chief NRC inspector mistakenly was sent to one of the group's members. This leak prompted state leaders, including Governor Charlie Baker, to pen a letter demanding an open meeting to discuss safety concerns. Yesterday, former Senator Dan Wolf told protesters, officials from all levels of government have failed the public.
This is not a question of whether this power station will fail. The power station is in failure today. It was in failure when it was relicensed. The federal government didn't do its job. The previous administration didn't do its job. And this administration, up until now, has not done its job either.
The plant owner, Entergy Corporation, says the plant is safe and well-regulated by the NRC. The plan is to close it down in 2019 for economic reasons. But Cape Town Winder Judith Cumbler was critical of Entergy.
I think all of us have been sacrificed by Entergy. This is not a safe plant.
Protesters say not only is Pilgrim unsafe, it's also vulnerable to cyber attack. And in the event of a disaster, there is no evacuation plan for Cape residents, who would be told to shelter in place. For WCAI, I'm Chloe Shelford.